Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Today's a very special episode. It's the first day that I'm going to be answering questions from our fans who have logged in at veganbodyrevolution.com and have asked us some very specific but amazing questions I think I should address. I think all of us will benefit from. First, I'm going to answer the question of how do you introduce strength training to build mass and strength if you are an endurance athlete and you train for endurance most of the week? Great question. We're going to show you how to do that. We're also going to give you some tips on how to lose your muffin top if you are trying to go vegan and you're not quite there yet. Specifically, how do you beat the cheese if you're addicted to cheese? Another thing we're going to cover too is how do you boost your B12? Now, I've gone over a little bit of that in a previous episode. I'm going to go and answer very specifically how to get what you need to be able to do that. We talked about something called nutritional yeast before. I'm going to show you how to find that. Now, before we do, let me give you a quick update on the 10-day vegan rapid fat loss beta program. Just for those of you who are not sure what that is, a couple weeks ago I made an announcement that I needed participants for a case study that I was doing, and I needed 20 girls and 20 guys who would be willing to go vegan for 10 days and follow a rigorous exercise program that I designed that's intended to help them lose a half inch to an inch off their waist in just 10 days. That's right, 10 days. And I just finished doing a non-vegan version of that with a group of boot campers that I have, and we just blew the results out of the water. I mean, the results that we got, we didn't lose just a half inch to an inch. We lost an average of 2.2 inches off of every participant's waist. It was amazing. So I thought, we got to do this vegan style. This is what we're after. I think it's greatly needed. But we need to start with a beta program to make sure that we do it right. So using the non-vegan version of it as a basis or a template, we're trying to create a vegan version of that too. And my goodness, if we succeed at this, I got to tell you, I can't wait to be able to share this with the world. So we've got all of our participants, and I got to thank some people for helping me get all those slots filled because it wasn't easy. I made the announcement. I said, we got 20 girl spots and we got 20 guy spots, and here we go. And I thought they were going to get sold out really fast, but they didn't. I needed some help with that. So I got to say thank you. A big thank you to Robert Cheek. Got to check him out. Go to veganbodybuilding.com. And I want to thank Melissa Schwartz from V-Girls, V-Guys. Got to check out her website. It's either vguysvgirls.net or vgirlsvguys.net. She's a very talented photographer that's got some of the sexiest pics of vegan guys and girls that you'll ever see. And I've got to thank my friends over at Vegan Muscle. Check out their open group. Go to facebook.com, search Vegan Muscle. Those guys, I owe a lot to you guys. Thank you so much for helping me promote that. We got all the spots filled thanks to you. Okay, so let's start with the first topic and the first question coming from John. And John, I'm going to go ahead and read your post if you don't mind. It says, hi, Tom. First of all, thank you for your podcast. I have been looking for an entertaining podcast on how to build lean muscle on a vegan diet for a long time. I have a similar experience with processed soy, so your advice in that area really made sense to me. Please keep up the good work. I'm 37 and have been a vegan for just over 2 years, and I have always been a runner. This winter, I decided to start weight training to put on a few pounds of muscle before the spring and summer trail runs start. Right now, I am 100% concentrated on weight training. I've been listening to your advice and doing the Body Beast workouts. My question is, how do I start to introduce running back into my routine without losing muscle? I like to run trail races that are about 25K, and training for them, I usually run 3 to 4 times a week for about an hour each run. Is it possible to run and not lose muscle mass? Feel free to answer this on the podcast. I think I will, John, from Columbus, Ohio. Thank you so much for asking that question. Let me see if I can take a stab at this and tell you what I would do. So you are running a lot because the goal of trying to run 25K hard on a trail requires a lot of training for that. And the question is, can you not lose muscle mass while doing that? I'm going to tell you, yes, it is possible to do that. What I am going to say, though, is it possible to build muscle mass while doing that? I'm going to say the answer is yes, but that would be extremely difficult. So I'm glad that all you're trying to do is maintain what you've got. But I'll tell you, it's not going to be a walk in the park. It will be challenging. Now, I have a personal friend that has achieved exactly what you're trying to accomplish, although he is not a vegan. So obviously his nutrition is not going to consist of vegan foods. It had animal products in it. But this is just to show you that it can be done and what the strategy that you would take would be. But anyway, my friend, his name is Peter Yeoman. He's a trainer. He's the athletic director at a health club in Auckland, New Zealand, and one of the most ripped, jacked diesel guys you have ever seen. I mean, he's got a great amount of muscle mass. Like, we're talking about the type of muscle mass you would see for some of the buffest guys that would end up on the front cover of a men's health magazine. All right, guy looks awesome, but 10 times more ripped and more defined. I mean, this guy had a 12-pack. He was so defined. I mean, veins coming across his stomach. Just awesome, awesome shape. And he was a competitor, and he still is. He's still a competitive cycler. And his training would involve up to 300 miles of cycling per week. But then on top of that, he would incorporate heavy weight training and a nutrition regimen that was just loaded and loaded and loaded with calories. And I'll tell you what the breakdown is in a second. But if you want to look him up, just look up Peter, and his last name is Yeoman, Y-E-O-M-A-N. He's the managing director at Athletic Edge in Auckland, New Zealand. Nicest, friendliest guy you'll ever meet. So let's break this down into your training needs, what you're going to need to do from a training standpoint and a nutrition standpoint. Let's figure out what you need to do nutrition-wise. Let's just start with training. So you're going to be working out 3 to 4 days a week endurance style. I'm going to recommend that you add in another 2 to 3 days a week doing training. Now, from the training standpoint, to maintain the muscle mass that you have, you don't need to do as many sets and exercises as you would need to create the mass and the strength that you develop. You only need about a third of what you did. So a really simple way to do this is how I would do it. I would start with doing 2 to 3 full body workouts per week in addition to your endurance training. So when I say full body, you're going to do an exercise for each body part. You just need really one, and commit to doing about 3 to 4 really good heavy sets for them. Do your sets slightly pyramid style. Keep it within the rep range of 6 to 10 repetitions, starting at 10, maybe do 8 after that, and do another set of 8, and then maybe another set of 6. As much weight as you possibly can. Hit it as hard as you can so that way your muscles don't get weaker. They don't adapt to a lower level of strength. So that means you're hitting them hard with strength. And also, you're creating maybe just a little bit of damage so that if they do get a little smaller, that you build back some of that muscle. Okay? Then you do your endurance training on those other days just like you normally would. Now, here's what I would do from a nutrition standpoint. On those days that you're weight training, I would pretend that I'm bodybuilding. So I would be getting a large amount of protein in. I recommend about 1.25 grams for every pound that you weigh. I would also recommend a decent amount of carbohydrates. So I'd say anywhere between 50 to 55% of your calories coming from carbohydrates. And from a fat standpoint, getting about 15 or 20% of your calories from really good high quality fats. So that's a typical bodybuilding regimen, setting up your nutrition. Now, on your endurance days, what you would typically see with endurance nutrition is high fat, high carbohydrate, moderate to low protein. What I want you to do is I want you to do high fat, high carbs, and high proteins. That's right. Use the same amount of protein that you would normally eat for bodybuilding days. I want you to have the same amount of protein for your endurance days as well. Why? Well, because after those 2 to 3 full body workouts that you do, in order for those muscles to maintain their size or at least get a little bigger, they're going to continue to recover and enhance themselves for a day or two after you finish with the training. Well, in order for that to happen, you need to have the proper nutritional support. And you know you've got that nailed with the carbohydrates. You know that you got that nailed with the fat on your endurance days because you're going to eat more fat and carbohydrates than you ever would during a bodybuilding day. But where runners are usually low is going to be on the protein side. So you're going to maintain the high protein intake on your endurance days. 1.25 grams of protein per pound of body weight every single day. Give that a shot. Let me know how it goes. And I got to tell you, I'm giving you that advice not based on really hard experience. I've had periods of time where I've trained that way, mostly for other reasons, because I just wanted to test to see how much endurance I can build in a short period of time. But it's not like it's something I've done for months or years, but that's based on my knowledge, based on what I've been taught and how I've been trained. That's the approach that I would take that makes the most sense to me. So give it a shot. Let me know how it goes. And thanks so much for asking that question, John. This next one comes from April. April writes, I just wanted to tell you how much I love your podcast. I listen to every new episode while I'm stuck sitting at my desk all day. The podcast inspires me to go work out after work, even when I'm tired. I also greatly appreciate all the good information about ways to eat vegan and get enough protein. I just ordered the Sun Warrior brand you recommended and look forward to its arrival. I was wondering if you could give me some suggestions for how to lose my, quote, muffin top. I eat vegan 90% of the time, although I occasionally eat sushi and still can't quit cheese. Any suggestions on how to quit cheese would be great. The main reason I continue to consume the cheese and occasional sushi was because I was afraid of not getting enough protein. I plan on incorporating the Sun Warrior protein, but what else can I cook that is super easy? I don't like spending time in the kitchen preparing food after work. Keep up the great and inspiring podcasts. They truly help me make it through the day. Thanks, April. Well, thank you, April. So April's asking two questions in here. One is she's asking for some suggestions on how to lose the muffin top. We're talking about fat around the belly. April, you should have signed up for the 10-day rapid fat loss beta program. Come on, that's what we're going to be doing. But I'll share with you some tips nonetheless. And the second question is, how do you quit the cheese if you're afraid of not getting enough protein? I'm going to answer the second one first. Come on, April, let's face it. You're not quitting cheese, or you're not afraid of quitting cheese because you're not getting enough protein. Come on, let's be honest here. Every woman that I know has a sick addiction to cheese. Now, let me qualify that for a second. Every non-vegan woman that I know has a sick addiction to cheese. I don't know what it is. My wife was all over it. When my wife was vegetarian, the only thing that kept her from being a vegan was her consumption of cheese. This woman couldn't stop eating cheese. Freaking brie cheese, cheddar cheese, all the different goat cheeses, you name it. And then we discovered how that cheese is made and then what the impact is on the animals and the planet, and we stopped that immediately. But how do you give it up? Well, let me just tell you how I did it. I just did it. That's it. Because there's no nutritional benefit that you're getting from the cheese. You know for a fact, I mean, if you've watched enough documentaries by now, you know that cheese causes cancer, and you also know that you can get all the amino acids that you need from that protein, from all the different plant sources that you eat. So if you're eating a big variety of different colors of plants and nuts and seeds, you're fine. And the second question is, how much protein do you think you need? You got to, number one, figure out, well, what is your goal? Are you trying to be a big bodybuilder like me? Are you trying to gain a whole bunch of muscle mass? Well, then in that case, you've got to calculate your protein needs and then look at all the food that you're eating to figure out, is it meeting the amount of protein that you're getting? If your goal is just to get skinny and hot or maintain what you've got, oh my God, you only need a fraction of the protein that I'm getting in. I'd say at the very minimum, maybe a half a gram of protein per pound of body weight. And sometimes you can get away with even less. I've done it and I've seen it with other students. The amount of protein you actually need to be able to maintain results or to help lose body fat, you don't need that much. So chances are, if you just eat a regular, healthy, balanced vegan diet with lots of different colorful varieties of vegetables, plants, and seeds and nuts, you're going to do just fine. You don't even need the extra protein powder. But if you're training for a sport performance, well, that's a little different, and you might want to listen to my other podcasts to understand exactly what protein amounts I recommend for that. But at the very minimum, if you're trying to build muscle, just download the Vegan Muscle ebook that I created. Go to veganmusclebook.com and I go over exactly how much protein that you should get and what some other sources are. Now, if you are trying to supplement your protein and you're worried about spending time in the kitchen cooking, well, do what I do. I'm completely lazy. I don't cook. I don't know how to cook. And the times that I've tried have always been a disaster. Ask my wife. She's living proof. All I do is I take about 2 to 3 convenient protein shakes. Sun Warrior is one example of a shake that I use. And the other thing is I eat tofu. I just crack open the block of tofu, pour some soy sauce on it, sprinkle some nutritional yeast for flavor, and it's delicious. I eat it just like that. I don't even cook it. Now, the next part of your question is, how do you lose your muffin top? Losing your muffin top is the same thing as focusing on losing body fat. So as you should know by now, there's no way to spot reduce. That means the way you lose it from your stomach is exactly the same way you lose it from your legs and your arms and anywhere else where you have an accumulation of body fat that you're unhappy with, that you want to tone up and tighten and just make look sexy and hot. That is called fat loss. You've got to do two things. You've got to align your nutrition so that it's designed for fat loss, and you've got to align that with your training so it's designed for fat loss. Let's talk about the nutrition side. How do you lose fat? Well, lower your carbohydrates. First of all, you don't want to eat in a way that increases how much fat you gain. And it's very difficult to gain fat eating too many plants. But what you want to do is look at your starches, look at your different grains, and start to lower those. What I would do is I would start increasing the amount of raw, fresh vegetables and decreasing the amount of grains and starches and, well, let me put the technical term, polysaccharides, which are complex carbs, reduce those. And you also want to choose foods that spike insulin the least. That would also include how you prepare your food. So cooked foods generally increase insulin, and insulin, well, having too much of that is what helps us get fat. We don't want that. We want to keep insulin controlled, steady, and on the low side so that we can easily release fat. Remember, when insulin is stimulated, then it is impossible for our cells to release fat. You also want to have multiple meals throughout the day. So you want to be eating every 2 to 3 hours. So again, low insulin releasing, that means low glycemic, raw fresh vegetables that are highly nourishing, and a steady amount of protein throughout the day. Also, make sure that you're getting a good blend of fats. Primarily, if you can get as much omega-3s in as possible, that will help you. Where do you get your omega-3s from? Flaxseed oil, chia seeds, and flax seeds themselves are the best, most plentiful sources when it comes to doing it vegan style. That's your nutrition strategy. The second thing is, let's talk about exercise. Your exercise, you want to be doing interval cardio, hard, intense interval cardio. You want your resistance training to be full body, use a lot of muscle groups. You want to be doing things like body weight exercises, functional training with kettlebells and dumbbells. Stay away from the machines at the gym. That means where you're sitting down doing the little chest press machine and you're doing the little butt blaster. Those things aren't going to help you burn calories or lose fat. Those things are going to help you build muscle really well. They're terrible at helping you lose fat. So you want to focus your training on exercises that burn a ton of calories. How do you know if they do or not? They make you huff and puff and sweat like crazy, real easy. And they make you burn all over. Okay, so hopefully that helps you out, April. And the last one comes from Mike. Mike writes, "Hi, Tom. I listened to the Vegan Fitness Questions from Fans podcast you published on December 5th, 2012. I want to purchase some yeast to boost my vitamin B12. I do not know what kind to buy. Could you recommend a brand? What should I ask for? Should I ask for dry yeast? Can I purchase this at a grocery store or a health food store? I enjoy the podcast. Keep it up. Thanks, Mike." Well, thank you, Mike. Well, you've got some good questions here. Let me see if I can answer each of them for you. So the first question you ask is, could I recommend a brand of nutritional yeast? I can't, because I just buy the first package of nutritional yeast that I see at any store that I walk into. So far, I haven't noticed a difference. What I look for is if it's yellow and flaky and it tastes right, then I'm good with it. And it seems to be doing the job. I really don't know what the difference in quality is when it comes from one brand to the next. So I can't tell you from that standpoint. But my guess is that nutritional yeast is a pretty common product. There isn't much variety in how it's processed or made. So chances are you're getting the same thing from whomever you buy it from. Now, when you go to the store, you ask, what should I ask for? You're going to ask for nutritional yeast, not brewer's yeast, just nutritional yeast. And sometimes, in my experience, when I've walked into a store, the store employees kind of shake their head because they're not quite sure what I'm talking about. Then I say, you know, the yellow flaky stuff, and they say, oh yeah, I know exactly what that is, and they always take me to the right section, and I can purchase it. Usually they come in bags or sometimes canned containers. Sometimes I find it in the bulk area. If you go to a natural food store like Sprouts, where they sell the nuts and seeds and grains, sometimes you'll just find it in a plastic bag with a zip tie tied around it or tied in a knot, and you'll just see a bag of flaky yellow nutritional yeast. And yes, it is dried. You ask, do I look for dried yeast? And absolutely, you want dry yeast. And then you ask, can I purchase this at a grocery store or a health food store? So natural food groceries like Whole Foods and Sprouts, I know for a fact, carry them. They also sell them at your regular grocery stores. You'll probably have to ask for them. And then the last thing that I recommend that you do is just do this. Go to Google. Type in nutritional yeast. At the very top of the page, you'll find a link that says shop for nutritional yeast on Google. So that takes you right to the shopping section of Google. And you'll find a bunch of different brands. I'm looking at one right now from Now Nutrition Yeast Flakes, 10 ounces for $7. Another one from Bragg, BRAGG. Another one from Bob's Red Mill Food, which I've seen in a lot of different stores. And it also has links to the different stores where you can find these things. So I'm looking here at just the Now Vitamins. There's 25 different stores that have them. Another one is from Bragg, 13 different stores nearby, actual stores I can go to right now and find them. So that's how I would do it, and that's how I've done it. I recommend that you do the same thing. So hopefully that answers your question. So that's it for this show, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, go to veganmusclebook.com and download your free muscle building ebook, 100% vegan style, so you can learn exactly how I was able to build 7.25 pounds of muscle in 28 days, and nutritional yeast was a big component of that. I want to thank everybody who asked questions. Keep leaving feedback. I want to answer your questions on these podcasts. I love getting your feedback. Go to veganbodyrevolution.com, and you'll find a contact us link. Feel free to ask your questions right there in that interface. Also, visit us on Facebook too. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. So I thank you for tuning in today. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, and this is the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.